Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
All right, time to kick off another week of radio fun. Mario Lopez here. A lot of music to play, of course, so we're going to keep that going for you. Kristen Cavallari is going to be dropping in on Zoom a little later. Got to clear up these Brody Jenner hookup rumors, but right now, let's turn up the music. You're on with Mario.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to put on our thinking caps. Let's get the Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
So recently you were talking about needing a lunchbox or a lunch pail, as right. You call it. So if you could pick one with a cartoon character on it, like the kids have at home, What would you pick?
Ooh, it's a solid question.
Solid.
I don't want to rush my answer.
Well, you have to.
Let me see. It's got to be an animated cartoon character, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably go with Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
Listen to me, boy. Pay attention when I'm talking to you, son. I love him, and I think he's underrated.
And if you fill that with chicken.
Oh, see? Chicken hawk? Then I'm a chicken hawk.
That's Inception.
Pay attention when I'm talking to you, boy. I like that guy.
Give us your take right now at On With Mario on Twitter. More Mario fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. A quick look at everything making headlines right now. Producer Fraser has a 411.
Of course, the Olympics going down in Tokyo. On Mario.com to keep up with the games and to find out why Pink has stepped up to pay the fines for the Norwegian handball team. They broke a rule, and now she wants to help out. You can check that out. Pat Sajak, you know him as the host of Wheel of Fortune, but now he says he's heard very high-level secrets at the Pentagon. You want to read up on what he's talking about? Hit up the website where you can also see Selena Gomez and her little sister Gracie recreate Full House scenes on TikTok.
Good info right there. You can find all of that out on withmario.com. What up? It's Mario Lopez here. What's the secret to living a good life? Well, one guy's asking the people who've lived long enough to know. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez with the keys to a good life.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So there's a podcast called 70 Over 70. It's all about getting wisdom from the people with plenty of life experience. Sounds good. For instance, here's the secret of life from Tony winner Andre DeShields. Surround yourself with people who light up when they see you coming.
That's great advice.
I think it's excellent advice. And I also would piggyback that by saying, surround yourself with people who are always positive and happy and celebrate you. Because you feed off of that energy, and if you're always around like a Debbie Downer, wah-wah, that's just going to bring you down and not going to inspire you to want to accomplish anything.
I saw something on Twitter yesterday that actually plays into that. It was like, if you have four friends who are all winners, you'll be a winner. If you have four friends who are all losers, you're going to be a loser.
You're the company that you keep. If you don't light up some sparklers when I walk towards you, we're done.
Yeah. I have them built in the walls. They're supposed to go off automatically.
One thing everyone over 70 seems to agree about, always be fully present in the moment. And most are embracing the idea of eventually dying. Ooh, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
I have, actually.
I haven't. I haven't. That's a deeper conversation we'll visit
It is
later.
A very deeper conversation for another time.
I've accepted it. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Tickets are now on sale for this year's iHeartRadio Music Festival. Gotta imagine these will sell out quick. Lineup includes Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Maroon 5, Coldplay, so many more. September 17th and 18th in Vegas. AllMario.com for the ticket info. What up? It's Mario Lopez. We're just a few songs away from our latest pop culture quiz. Today, my wife and I will face off to see if we can guess the hit song based on its lullaby version. We're going to find out who can name that tune coming up next. You're all Mario, Courtney Lopez. Time for another round of our pop culture pop quiz. Today, we have to guess the song based on its lullaby version. Let's get our hands on the buzzers. Okay, here we go.
On with Mario, pop quiz.
All right, just the name of the song. You don't get half a point for artist and any of that stuff.
You know he's going to fight for half a point.
Because he's going to fight for everything.
Now,
I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to make it as clear as possible right now. Ready? Courtney.
Blinding Lights.
Correct.
The Weekend.
Dang it.
1.5 because I said
No half points. We're not doing that.
Dang it.
That's 1-0. Courtney's winning. Next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Mario.
Take a video. Circles, Post Malone.
Oh,
correct.
Man.
1-1.
Yes.
All right. Next one. Final one in this round. Courtney.
Closer?
Correct.
Jay Summit!
2-1!
Dang.
Round one done. Courtney's winning 2-1.
God, that's because she's with the baby all the time.
That's because you're a mom.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
It's Mario Courtney Lopez in the middle of our latest pop culture pop quiz, trying to guess the song based on its lullaby. Scores 2-1. Mrs. Lopez just won this round.
Here we go.
I know that one.
Courtney.
There you go.
I know this one.
Sometime today,
I'm going to need an answer.
Where you go?
Incorrect.
Before you go.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Heathens.
Heathens. That's right. Damn it. I knew the song. I just didn't remember the title.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Things are heating up in our lullaby pop quiz. The score is still 2-1. One song in this round. Let's do it.
Here we go.
I must have called 1,000 times. Tell you I'm sorry.
Come on!
Running out of time here.
Hello!
Correct! That's not fair. She sang the whole damn song.
Yeah!
I knew it from the get. Adele, hello.
It is 3-1. Courtney's winning. We're going to come back and wrap this up.
Okay.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Final round of our pop culture pop quiz. We're guessing the song based on its lullaby version. The score is 3-1, but with some controversy. My wife is singing the whole song.
Just because you always have a problem with something.
The whole song. You need to give an answer. Alex Trebek, rest in peace, did not let you fulfill the thought process out before answering. You just had to answer.
Alex Trebek never hosted these pop quizzes. So,
no, we were on Jeopardy.
All right, 3 left. It is 3-1. Here we go. That was Mario.
You used to come.
He's singing it.
Phone.
He's singing it. How
Drake. Hotline Bling.
Correct.
See how quick that was? See how that quick? I was just doing it for entertainment purposes.
No.
You sang the whole damn song.
You are such a hypocrite. Guys,
you sang the song. I did one little quick lyric. You were like,
that's how you were.
You're such a hypocrite.
Okay, let's go. If you're both going to actually sing the songs, you can't complain about the other person singing the song.
Thank you.
You get like one lyric. You don't get to do the whole song.
There are
one lyric. That's the rule.
This is just his world that we live in.
Go ahead. That's just common sense.
No,
Two left. It is currently
3-2.
It's currently 3-2.
That's it. I only have 1 point.
That's it. You're about to get tied right now. Let's go.
Oh, we'll see. That was Mario. Technically, it was Mario because her buzzer malfunctioned. It did not go off.
Okay, go ahead.
Bruno Mars.
That's not the name of the song.
Treasure.
No, that's incorrect.
What is it?
Can you play it again?
No, because you buzzed.
You buzzed too. Go.
Mind mouth.
You buzzed. Go.
You buzzed.
You buzzed.
There you go.
24 Karat.
Incorrect. Shake It Off. Taylor Swift.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It is three to two. God, this is it. It is.
Face.
This one is worth 40 points.
Okay.
Here we go.
The nannies say Shawn Mendes, he's just for you. I know I can treat you better.
Treat you better is correct. 43-2.
Think what you just heard was great? Then you need to hit us up on Instagram at @OnWithMarioLopez. Double tap, comment, and click follow. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. My girl Kelly Clarkson has done it again. This time she's covering the classic Prince song, Kiss. Kiss. But this is slowed down and funky. Ooh, she's even recorded the version too on Mario.com to listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Lopez here. Seth Rogen's been killing it with his superhero projects lately. Invincible and The Boys have been big hits for Amazon. Now he's looking to revive another classic hero team. Bring lots of pizza. Hollywood Buzz, 10 minutes away. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Seth Rogen heading back to the sewers.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So as a producer, Seth Rogen has had a lot of success with superheroes, and now he's teaming up with Nickelodeon to bring back the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who are all Italian, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo, Donatello, DiCaprio, who's
nope.
the other one?
Not DiCaprio, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
Raphael.
I knew they were all Italian, that's right, Raphael. He's putting together a new movie for 2023. This won't be giant Muppets like the OG movies, which I thought were kind of fun.
Those were great.
Those are kind of fun. This is going to be CG. Hard to believe, but the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise has made more than $1.2 billion since it was introduced back in the 80s.
I love them. I mean, I remember them from my childhood, and now Dominic has them.
That's right.
Santino.
Dominic has some.
Yeah.
Yes.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Lopez. A lot of trending topics to touch on. Let's break them down, Frazier.
Kanye West apparently living in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, making his new album. He installed a studio there. He also had a listening party, and you won't believe who was in attendance. On with Mario.com to find out. J-Lo basically breaking the internet, celebrating her 52nd birthday over the weekend. And you got to see this photo. Her and her boyfriend, Ben Affleck, making out. And speaking of celebrity couples, Rihanna and Aesop Rocky showing off their love during a night out in Miami. We got the photos for you.
All right. Well, OnWithMario.com to read up on all that and more. Mario Lopez here. I've been meaning to talk about this, but there's been so much going on. Kelly Clarkson has been anointed the next queen of daytime talk. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario, Courtney Lopez, and Kelly sliding into Ellen's time slot.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So this announcement came down a few days back. NBC is giving Ellen's daytime slot to Kelly Clarkson. The change is going to happen in the fall of 2022. It's pretty impressive considering Kelly's only been on the air for about 19 months. NBC owns her show, so yeah. They're happy because, a little inside baseball, Ellen was produced by Warner Brothers, mm-hmm. so NBC had to license Ellen's show, and even as successful as it was, they weren't making as
they
much
could have.
What they could have, exactly. Yeah. Now that they own the show, this is actually great news for NBC.
What did you say, a little inside baseball?
Yes.
Well, Kelly Clarkson, if I can say this, has hit it out of the park
since day one. Honey. You can say that.
Thank you.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Get those tickets now for the iHeartRadio Music Festival, September 17th and 18th in Vegas. Lineup is wild, too, honey.
Yeah, we got Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa, Maroon 5, Coldplay. Isn't Olivia Rodrigo here, too?
Yeah.
She's doing the daytime stage, yes.
Yeah, because, Gia, we heard this on the radio when we were listening, and she turned to me and she goes, Dad's taking me.
GoMario.com for tickets in the entire line. Mario Lopez here. The Hills, New Beginnings, back for season two. They've even got Kristen Cavallari to return. She's going to be zooming in after a few more songs to tell us why she came back. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from The Hills, New Beginnings, Kristen Cavallari. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you. You look amazing as always. And we are speaking to you from Nashville, Tennessee, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Well, you returned to The Hills, New Beginnings for one episode. Was there closure you needed? Did they just woo you with gifts and presents or what happened?
You know what we did? Heidi and Audrina actually came on very Cavallari for an episode. So we swapped episode for episode. And then they came on very Cavallari. The pandemic happened. So everything got put on hold. And then once they started filming, they were like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, you owe us an episode. I was like, oh, yeah. So, but... You know what? I had so much fun. It was a little mini reunion. I went back and forth on, do I go in? Do I stir the pot? And then I leave. Yeah. But I just went in. I was a sounding board for Audrina and Heidi. I didn't drop any bombs. I guess I'm growing up a little bit, but I just had so much fun and it was so great to see everybody.
Oh, that's great. So wait, did drama eventually on Sue or it happened? Because I remember, wasn't somebody was spreading rumors about you? Isn't that part of the storyline? Was it Spencer?
What else is new? Good.
No, of course. Was it just hype?
Right now that Brody and I kissed.
Oh, that's right.
What'd you say?
I said, wait, wasn't Spencer saying something or was it just kind of hype? Is he like a hype guy? I can't believe I know all this.
Well, you know, listen, I love Spencer and Spencer is very good at creating hype and drama. I actually spoke to him yesterday and he says that he never said that Brody and I kissed, even though it's quoted everywhere, but I'll believe him. But I just don't want fans to tune in thinking they're going to see Brody and I rekindle some romance when that's not the case.
Okay. All right. Well, Kristen, hang tight for me. We're going to take a quick break and then more with Kristen Cavallari coming up.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
I'm Mario Lopez talking Hills, New Beginnings with Kristen Cavallari. So, as we head into season two, how would you say the gang has changed a lot over the years? Or have they not? Yeah. Or have they stayed pretty much the same?
Well, you know, a little bit of both. I think everyone is the same, but now everyone is a mom or dad.
Right.
Which might be a little scary.
And they're still partying at the same level? That'd be tight.
I mean, everyone has grown up.
Catching up with Kristen Cavallari this hour. It's Mario Lopez. And how are the kids? How old are they now?
Oh my gosh, they're 8. My middle one just turned 7. And then my daughter is 5. My daughter's graduating preschool next week and she'll be in kindergarten. So all of my babies are now officially big kids. It's crazy.
You start getting them out of the house. It's fun. No, I have 3 as well. You got two boys and a girl?
Yeah. And aren't yours close to mine? What are your
ages?
Yeah,
they're 10, 7, and about to be 2. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got girl, boy, boy.
It's so fun.
It's fun, huh? You done for the moment?
I know, it's the best. Oh God, I'm done. I'm so done.
3 is a good number.
Because my daughter is 5. The thought of going back to the baby phase, I don't think I could do it.
You're on Mario Lopez. Got to wrap up with Kristen Cavallari. Before I let you go, Kristen, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? What are you watching on TV or streaming right now?
I just finished The Undoing with Nicole Kidman, which I love.
It's good, right? What song do you know all the words to?
What song do I know all the words to?
Mm-hmm.
Every single Britney Spears song on the planet.
Wow, you're a big brick. Okay. Your number one deserted island skincare product. If you're stranded, what are you taking with you?
Our pineapple peptide nectar from Uncommon Beauty. It's vitamin C and peptides in one. It's anti-aging, it's brightening, it's hydrating. It's everything you would want in a product.
And last question, what's the next reality show you wish you could visit for one episode?
Oh, God, that's a great question. I would love to go on The Housewives for one episode and just...
Which one?
Tear it up.
Yes.
And then be like, peace out. I'd probably go Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Ooh, you'd be good. I'm surprised they haven't approached you, or have they approached you?
They haven't. And I guess there's rumors right now that they're going to do a Housewives of Nashville, and everyone's like, they must have asked you. I'm like, no, nobody asked me, but I wouldn't do it, so it's okay.
You wouldn't do it? Just because you...
I have 3 little kids. I don't need to be doing a show like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. The irony is that a lot of them have little kids, and they give zeros, and they still go on with their drama. Anyway, vented there for a second. Sorry, Kristen. Okay, good. Kristen's on the same page with me. Congratulations on everything. Hopefully we'll
Thank
get to you. See you in person soon. And listen, watch The Hills New Beginnings Wednesdays on MTV. Kristen, always good talking to you, sweetie.
Yeah, you too. It's good to see you.
All right, you too. Take care.
Want to hear more? Check out the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More show coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
I'm Mario Lopez. Time to wrap it up for the night. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. More fun tomorrow. Till then, music rolls on.
Go. On with Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.